Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched. Just a castaway, island lost at sea. Oh, now
I'm stranded on my own. Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My co-host is Greg Kot. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcast, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon. We use our Desert Island Jukebox to highlight a track often on these bonus podcasts, a song we can't live without, a song that sometimes has ties to the current headlines, but in any event is always a great piece of music. It is your turn, Mr. Kot. Give us a little teaser, a little hint of what you're going to add.
Well, I'm going to talk about a singer who grew up with an R&B background that incorporated Bach into one of his greatest songs.
I'm eager to find out. Mr. Kot had his childhood piano lessons playing Bach. We'll be back in a minute on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, lemonade, shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. We are back, and Greg, I'm eager to hear this Bach. I mean, I know what it is already. All you have to say is Bach and rock, and I know where you're going. I'm eager for you to tell us.
Most rock fans would probably know that reference, and I just wanted to underline it because Gary Brooker, the lead singer and primary songwriter in Procol Harum, died age 76 at his home in London on February 17th. Brooker had a remarkable voice. Yes, he was classically influenced. He was self-trained, though. He wasn't a guy who studied classical composition in school or anything like that. He just learned by being around it, learning how to play piano at an early age and appreciating the music and appreciating the melodies and incorporating them into what Procol Harum was doing. He was in an R&B band called the Paramounts for a number of years in England. The core personnel of Procol Harum were in that group. They morphed into Procol Harum when Brooker met a lyricist by the name of Keith Reid. They began collaborating on songs. Keith Reid's abstract, mystical lyrics combined with Brooker's love of not only R&B, but, as I said, classical music, enhanced further by the fact that Matthew Fisher was brought on board as an organist in the band. So then you get that churchy organ sound. Bach was a great organist, in his day, and a lot of his songs were written for those big churchy organs. And that sound, that combination of Brooker's piano and Fisher's organ, Ian really kind of provided the ballast for what they were creating. And it was a remarkable sound. Brooker's voice carried these songs to the heavens. I mean, they were majestic compositions. Whiter Shade of Pale, obviously. That's the one based on the Bach chord progression.
Well, and it's so sad that so many rock fans know that song and only that
song. And that's it.
Because Procol Harum made great albums with deep tracks.
Indeed. Between 67 and 77, when they broke up, they later reunited. But that 10-year period, they released 7 studio albums. And I will go to bat for the first 5. I think they are one by one, one classic album after another. People wanted to lump them in with progressive rock because they had
an organ.
A band that had classical influences, right? But, you know, there was a huge difference. They were not about the technical virtuosity, like, mm-hmm. oh, look at how we can play and look at these long solos. They were about these beautiful songs. And the songs had a majesty and a mystery to them and a melancholy where the words almost help you create a picture. Like, we're still talking about what does Whiter Shade of Pale mean 50 years later? I think that the songs are so mysterious. It's part of their continual allure. And they wrote a lot of songs in that vein where it was perhaps a little more difficult to put your finger on exactly what was going on. Conquistador was another example that he recorded that with a big symphony orchestra at one point. But again, not progressive so much as really innovative within the melodies of these great pop songs. I could list 20 great Procol Harum.
So what are you going to play?
Beyond A Whiter Shade of Pale. But I want to play Salty Dog, which to my mind, if somebody said, what's your favorite Procol Harum song? I'd have to nail this one. And Brooker's vocal performance on this track is just astonishingly good. Gary Brooker, dead at the age of 76. Here's Procol Harum's classic, A Salty Dog from 1969. That's A Salty Dog by Procol Harum, 1969 classic about, you know, sailors lost at sea.
Yeah.
You know, it's Mutiny on the Bounty. You know, it's a beautiful song, a sad song, so evocative.
I tackled Procol Harum in my psychedelic book. I said that they always evoked for me the dance band on the Titanic.
Yeah.
You know, they had that kind
we're
of,
going down and
yeah,
we're
that
singing this
melancholy
last
vibe.
Eulogy to everything, right?
Yeah, unbelievable. But I'd love to hear from some of our listeners what their favorite Procol Harum moments are. Start a conversation on our Facebook group or leave us a voice message at soundopinions.org. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer Sol Delgadillo, and our intern Mary Bernthal. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott.